Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 6, 1853, the Barbadian highlighted the public debate that was brewing over who would be appointed to manage the lunatic asylum in Barbados. According to the article, the discussion centered around communications from His Excellency the Governor to the House of Assembly concerning recommendations from the Board of Superintendents of the Asylum. The governor's letter to the asylum commissioners recommended that Dr. Brown, who had recently been appointed as superintendent, be sent to England at the colonial treasury's expense. The goal was for Dr. Brown to visit English asylums and gain practical knowledge for efficient institution management. It was believed that the improvements in English asylums warranted this recommendation. The improvements included the gentle and mild treatment of the unfortunate inmates, various sources of amusement and recreation, and superinducing habits of industry. It was suggested that Dr. Brown, who was described as intelligent and observant, would gain valuable insights from examining the various English lunatic asylums. The report stated, quote, Dr. Brown will make diligent inquiry, look very narrowly into the several systems of treatment, and obtain much valuable information, unquote. However, the board's additional suggestion to hire an English-trained assistant superintendent was met with resistance. This came on the heel of what was deemed another unnecessary appointment when the governor appointed the late superintendent, Mr. Brathwaite's son, also as assistant superintendent. The commissioners praised the late Dr. Brathwaite for his fidelity in the discharge of his duty and his humane and compassionate regard for the afflictions of the unfortunate patients committed to his charge. But the editor of the West Indian criticized the board's plan, fearing injury to the institution if Dr. Brown left for England and young Mr. Brathwaite, who was deemed inexperienced, took charge. The editor suggested, quote, It would be more reasonable to keep Dr. Brown at the asylum and send Mr. Brathwaite to England to improve himself by a residence of a few months at Hanwell or some other asylum, unquote. On the other hand, the editor of the Barbadian disagreed and argued that it would be risky to send Mr. Brathwaite to London without guidance. The editor wrote, quote, It would be highly dangerous to send that young gentleman, a mere stripling, to such a place as London without an elder hand to guide him. What a scene of temptations would the now innocent youth be thrown into. We should tremble for him, unquote. Public debate over the management of the lunatic asylum in Barbados and the controversy surrounding the appointments of the new superintendent and the proposed measures to ensure effective administration was highlighted in an article that was published in the Barbadian on this day, July 6, 1853.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.